Blog Talk Radio.
Me too. I think you do. I made a rhyme. Okay. Hi, guys. I made a rhyme.
That was 8-Bit Weapon. We need to make sure we tell them that.
Yes, that was 8-Bit Weapon, Closer. Very good song. I'm going to have to download it and get it because now I like it. I was jamming to it.
It's got a little breakdown after that, but we can't just let you listen to it all like we did this morning. So you got to listen to it in the morning.
It's a long song, and that would be like a lot of our show, and you know that we like to talk, so that would work.
That's a sex song right there. You just put that on and just roll with it.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. It is February the 2nd. February, right? Yeah.
Yes.
February the
2nd. Groundhog Day.
What?
Groundhog Day.
Oh, my God. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a fear around Groundhog Day. I'm afraid that if I go to sleep tonight and I wake up tomorrow, it'll still be Groundhog Day.
You know, no. I knew it was coming.
Okay, anyway. It's February the 2nd, 2012, and it is Thursday, which means it's time for our Raw edition of Gamer Girls Radio. This is the original, well, not original, but this is, because we've changed some, but this is our normal time where we talk about normal stuff, well, normal for us, which is really abnormal. I'm Snow White. Yep, I'm Snow White. Mm-hmm. We also have...
Are you sure?
I think so.
I want to check again.
Hold on, let me check. Let me rummage around. Ooh, hey. Yep, I'm Snow White. Okay. We also have Corey/GamerNatrix up in the hizzle. Do we have chat open, by the way?
The chat is open, and people are touching themselves in it as we speak.
Really?
People, she means ginger.
Yeah. We talked about this blaster.
Thank you. Thank you, Wisconsin.
All right. We also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle, who makes up our trifecta, the third triangle in our triforce. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
I bet you are doing fine, you hot little redhead.
Hey. Did I not say hands above the desk?
I swear, I am going to turn Ginger by. I swear I am. That is my goal. Okay.
You're going to turn her by where?
Oh, see?
In my bedroom. Okay. Or on the couch, or on the floor, or on the counter.
Hey! Introduce people. Get it out of the way.
Okay, sorry. We also have a touch of testosterone in the show tonight, which is kind of ruining the mix, but it's okay.
What?
We'll
so
humor
just
him.
Touch of testosterone? What are you
just
talking
about? Just a touch. Just because you're being kind of a whiny, bitch today, so it's just a touch. Master Blaster has joined us today.
You just want me to touch you, that's all.
I do, actually. I would like that very much. If you could touch me repeatedly hard on the ass with your bare hand, that'd be nice.
Wow. Okay. And on that note, the testosterone train has left the station.
Y'all have the oddest relationship, and I would like to not be in the room when y'all are together. Ginger and I will shop. Ginger?
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm going to be the camera.
I got all y'all's purses and wallets, and see y'all later.
Better bring a lot of money. Yeah, I'll be out for a while.
That's fine. I'm shopping for shoes. You act like I can't do it. Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Don't use my card.
you in there with them, I'm using your card. That's pay for what I have to go. All right. Are we ready to talk now?
I think we're ready to talk now. I do.
Maybe. Possibly ready to talk.
All right. So, you know, this is where we discuss what happened this week in gaming. There's a lot of stuff that happened. But, of course, most eyes are on the Facebook possible public offering. How's it going to do? And the next thing on the list is THQ. Wow. Ah! Okay. We got to talk about this first. Before we jump to Facebook, I must talk about THQ.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So THQ laid off, we reported this morning, breaking news from us, 240
people?
240 people are now standing in the soup line. With game controllers and nowhere to plug them in. It's just mean. But THQ, all week long, if we've been telling you about it, I kept saying that their big misstep was making the UDraw tablet for two other consoles instead of leaving it where it was on the Wii, which came out 2 years ago on the Wii. And they just admitted it in a conference call today. Did I not call it?
You totally did. I can't believe they actually admitted that, though. I didn't think they would.
It's hard being right all the time.
Oh, God.
It's hard.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by Danger being in the chat room. What are we talking about?
Oh, is Danger in the
chat? It's too much fluffy cakes in the pants, is what's going on. In the bras, that's what I mean.
Oh,
too much is.
Oh, fluffy cakes can go in the pants, too. I mean, I'm not sure.
No.
How does that work?
You know, don't encourage.
No, I could tell you. I could give you details if you want.
I can draw you pictures.
Ooh, are they 3D and, like, pop-up?
What is wrong? What is really wrong?
Okay.
Corey, I just don't – here's the thing. I'm just saying, I don't know how that head fits on that neck without crushing it because it just gets bigger and bigger every day.
We're not talking about your personal belief about your bodily parts. We're talking about
I'm talking about your head.
I am about THQ.
I'm always right. I'm so tough and always right.
Is he trying to talk smack to me?
Yes. He is.
You not know that I'm drinking something that's brown and tasty?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no. You are not allowed to drink that.
No, we know. No, Corey. Oh, man. Somebody's going to get hurt tonight. Damn.
It's
is it a bit nutty?
I'm going to disembowel you. See, when I use that word, I'm serious. Disembowel. That's one of my words. Anyway, you people see my link in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You see the THQ. And they're... And their misstep.
Misstep? How about miss face plant? Because this is more than a misstep. And wasn't it their CEO, Brian Farrell, taking a 50% pay cut? Yay, he's not making $800,000 a year now. He's making $400,000 a year now. What a man.
Oh, now let's ask these other two.
I'm so impressed by that pay cut.
I was about to ask you. Now, if you were getting laid off and then you heard him report, I'm taking it on the chin with the rest of you. I'm halving my salary. I'm not making close to $1 million anymore. I'm only making close to $500,000 now. How would you feel about that? Are you trying to sue people?
Right to work, right? I mean, it's not like you can sue them because it's like, I have a God-given right to work.
I'm not serious. See, he needs to be drinking something. Sit here, take a sip of this glass.
Well, I'll go take a break, go get something to drink. But I'm just saying.
No, I think the point is, though, he is trying to, you know, say that he's sacrificing all of this for his work. Bullshit.
Exactly.
You sacrifice $400,000, but you're still making $400,000. That's more than I make in... a really long time.
She's totally counting on her fingers.
One, two, three.
Pull off the shoes. Take off your socks.
Carry the one. Square root of 55 times pi.
I know. But this is, hold on. I gotta use my toes. Hold on.
Pass it on popsicle sticks. Five. Let me see the abacus. Five. Slide. Yeah, a long time. See, I had to verify. Now, were you guys watching when they released the UDraw tablet for the other two consoles? Seems like we were all watching it together. Was that it?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
We were.
Yeah, we were.
There was so much of E3, my poor brain.
Well, we remember standout things. Like, do you not remember me yelling at this thing when we were watching it and I said, why are you doing that? Nobody remembers that?
I said that quite a bit. actually.
Yeah.
What about this specifically? I said, it's already out on the Wii. Why are you trying to put it on two other consoles? And they focused all of their energy on doing it is what gets me.
That
it's not like it was
sound familiar, but again, there was my brain was so dead.
With this particular little faux pas resulted in $33 million in losses.
Ouch.
That's going to sting.
Aha. And they've halted further production of it. And in addition to that $33 million, there's another $11 million against the earnings.
Mm-hmm. And that's just from the restructuring plan.
No, this is just from the UDraw tablets. We're not even talking about the rest of the money, because remember, there was somewhere in the billions. I think it was like 51.9
$11 million for restructuring, $8 million for severance costs, $500,000 for contract terminations, and $2.5 million for abandoned assets.
Oh, but they still say they'll have $25 million at the end of the year. Thanks to Saints Row and the WWE title.
Who is playing
Why?
The WWE?
Nothing. I might be getting
anything.
Grapes.
What? And they totally killed the, what was the other one? Space Marines.
Oh, yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They
lies. Lies.
No, they came out and said that this week.
I'm sorry, but they did not say that. And actually, Kotaku is reporting as of only about, let me see, a couple hours ago, that that's not the case. So.
Oh, I'm going to go back and find it now because we totally
Please
read
do.
That story.
Please do, because we got it from straight from GI.biz, more reputable source. They interviewed them, came from their little mouth that it is one of the canceled titles. It is gone. Bye-bye.
Nope.
You don't want to accept it?
I told you he wouldn't, though.
Yes, she did. She did call it. She said Tuesday. He's not going to believe it. We go for Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the fiscal year 2014 and beyond.
No, that's them saying they were refusing earlier in the week to say that they were going to cancel it, but they have since announced today that it's on the table to be cut. The only thing they're keeping, Saints Row, Vigil, and they said WWE is one of – that's what we were trying to figure out, why keep WWE of all people. But I guess because it's up 20% sales over some other game. And no, Dark Millennium Online is still staying, but no 40K.
Nope.
I'm sorry, Blaster. We don't make the news. We just report it.
He's like,
report
no.
It?
GSQ's 2014
no,
lineup
no.
is alive, well, on paper at least. That's
report it, really? Report it?
Yes, we no. just report it. Now, let me piss off Ginger real quick because I just got this in my little mailbox. Y'all stand back. The splash is going to be epic.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
There's a kiss, Angry Birds.
No! People, stop buying this shit for your kids. All right? Seriously. JCPenney, they got a fucking talking bird.
Oh, I've been waiting to get
for $35. Duck and cover. Stop it with Angry Birds. That is
and
the
y'all
worst
think it's funny when
history.
I get mad.
I would be okay. I'd be okay if it were like Zombies on the Lawn. But no! No, you've got these stupid, ugly, little, plushy birds.
No, we need a bigger umbrella.
I hate them. Every time I see them, I just want to burn them.
Okay, so, if I may continue.
You may continue.
So, Kiss is saying, since there's a Kiss Hello Kitty in 90 countries.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. They are now talking with Rovio about making a Kiss Angry Birds.
Oh my God.
I'm holding up my hand and I'm trying to hide. Ginger? Okay.
Steven, are you all right?
No, I'm still here. I just muted myself. I was coughing after that. Got all upset.
Okay, so.
You want a grape? I'll feed it to you.
That's hot. Don't get into it out of your belly button?
No, out of my mouth. It's a little better that way.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I love you, Corey.
But this is not official as of yet, but we know it's going to happen because Rovio's already said they've committed their whole lives to nothing but Angry Birds. We will never get another game out of them.
Oh, my God.
So it's coming. I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't make the news. I just report it. Danger, why are you
talking about it? You report it wrong.
You know what? You can deal with it. And how you going to – you know what? We're going to oust you. You can't come back next week. That's the second week in a row you have talked bad about your own people, but you giving the people that talk bad about us credence over us? Oh, no. You have to go.
I'm logging in the game.
Oh, danger. See, I could have
right
liked
now.
You. I could have liked you, but you like Angry Birds. I don't like you no more. I don't. You just totally lost so many cool points.
Who likes Angry Birds? What happened? Who?
Danger does.
Oh, I'm backing out of that fight. Okay, so, y'all.
Anyway, moving on.
I'm backing out of that one. All right, so the big talk this week, of course, is Zuckerberg and the public offering for Facebook. And this is, and I just got done watching his thing on CSN or C, I don't know, one of those NBC stations. There's too many of those damn things. So I'm not even sure where to begin with Zuckerberg. A couple of other things I picked up on that, well, I think we all here have said this, that, you know, some things about Facebook privacy issues and such. Anybody remember Beacon when they put it on Facebook?
You remember what?
Beacon, when they added that feature, and there was a big outcry that they were telling too much information about you. Like, it would tell people.
Oh, is that the one with the locations where it tells, you know?
Yeah.
You
is that
say,
what that was
you know,
called? Yeah.
Oh,
but
hell no. I didn't like that.
Okay, nobody liked it, but one of the ladies that they were interviewing for this thing about Zuckerberg was saying how Facebook's policies actually work is they throw stuff in, they piss you off about it, and then they pull it back, and then they slowly reintegrate it again, and nobody notices. So if you look very carefully, Beacon came back again as the Foursquare thing, and they pulled it back, and now it's kind of back in again. If you think about it, that little rolling feed on the side that you see? You guys know what I'm talking about. You're on Facebook.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what
I hate
it is.
That thing.
I
can't
answer
anybody. I'm sick. I'm going to bed. And, oh, hey, look, so-and-so is playing this game.
Be like, damn, I can't even fucking hide on Facebook. I just didn't want to talk to you. That's all.
See, y'all going to recut both of y'all bitches because it's been a million times.
I
be like, bitch, did you tell me you were going to sleep?
I have a person that likes to talk to me, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to respond. I'm playing a game. I see you playing. Oh, God damn it!
Well, that's what became of Beacon. It became whatever that check-in thing, and then we all bitched again, and then they pulled it back, and now it's a rolling feed. So everybody sees you when you're playing a game, when you're listening to music, if you're over at the Starbucks and you happen to walk by there fast and slow enough, and then, oh, so-and-so passed by Starbucks. So that's one of the things that investors are supposedly nervous about is Facebook's with the way they deal with privacy. Would that all affect you guys from buying some Facebook stock? Somebody speak up.
I don't want to buy Facebook stock anyway.
I sort of do because
it's going to make a lot of money.
It's going to make a lot of money. On the other hand, I don't want to help them. I don't. And I know, even though it could benefit me, and, you know, that's always good, because not free shoes, but, hey, more money for shoes. Shoes are always good. But I don't want to help them. I don't like them. Zuckerberg, you can fuck my imaginative, yeah, anyway.
Oh, why are you sensing yourself now? What was this a minute ago when you were yelling about the anger?
My non-existent dick. If I had one, you could suck it. I don't want to help you. You're evil. Your security issues are horrible. You lie to everybody. You've backstabbed all your friends to work your way up. I don't like you as a person, so I don't want to help you.
See, I guess this is part of Zuckerberg's charm. Because I'd never actually paid him any attention before tonight. I never saw him speak or walk or talk or anything. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. If he walked in here now, I'd be like, what you doing in my house, little short white boy? Why are you here?
I love how she calls somebody who's taller than her little short.
Hey, if you are not over 6 feet tall and male, you are short.
Sorry,
I'm short.
You guys,
is that what
you're
saying?
I'm saying, did I say, I said male. Are you male?
I'm just saying.
I said over 6 feet tall and male.
I have a detachable dick. Does that count?
No, that does not count.
Okay.
Trick.
I'm just saying.
Fucking crazy.
I think Blaster is muted or ignoring us, one or the other.
I don't know. I've been kicked off the show, so I'm just listening with everybody else.
No, he's not welcome back.
you know what? You need to put your vagina away and come back in here and talk. Since when have we ever been able to kick you off the show? What kind of Where is that? Where is our blaster at? Because he don't let us punk him down like that. Did you just go off the show because we said something to you?
Really? No, no, I'm just listening with everybody else, you know. That's all.
Get him, Corey. Get him.
You know, because I, you know, I'm, that's all. I'm just, I kicked off
showed,
the show. Just
he showed his little feminine side a little too much.
Come on,
he punked him.
Not that. I like my blaster that argues with me and says stuff. Can you go get that guy and bring him over here?
Well, actually, technically, I'm actually sending an article over to you guys right now that clearly states that Warhammer's not been canceled.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Is that what's got your panties in a twist?
It has. You should never have said that.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Warhammer okay. Online?
Warhammer, yeah. AK Space Marine.
Oh, no, okay. Okay.
No, online. Space. Online has not been canceled. This is the same article from GamesIndustry.biz. Rumors earlier in the year suggest the MMO Dark
what
Millennium
was
has been
what
shelved.
Was
but
it? What's the
still
date?
Today.
Today. Today. At what
yeah,
time?
All right, let me open it back up.
Get it. And read all of it. Read all the articles associated.
I will. Don't you worry about that. Don't you worry.
Yeah,
I got
thanks.
It. I got this. Don't you worry.
There you go. That's our boy. What the hell was I talking about? Okay, anyway.
2/2/2012 at 21:49.
What time was that?
That's 9:49. For those of you.
That is not 9:49.
It is. 21:49 is 9:49. 21 minus 2 is what? 9.
Dangerous is you're playing with your detachment.
9:49. That's how I do military time.
Okay. So anyway, as I was saying about Zuckerberg, I see where the charm is because he comes off sweet and he's a little boy, and the way he talks, I'm really not thinking, and I could be wrong. I'm really not thinking he's this shark that everybody thinks he is. When I hear him talk, all I keep wanting to bust out and sing the Dawning of the Age of Aquarius song from Hair. You remember that used to be their song back in the 60s, the whole hippie song. I keep, you know, thinking he's going to pull some flowers out and start dancing around the stage when he's talking, because everything is all about, you know, you have friends, and your friends, you want to see what your friends are doing, and we're all friends, and we're all happy. We're all on Facebook. We're together. Oh, my God.
Just because your friends on Facebook does not make you friends.
Well, we all know that. That was one of the arguments during the show. So does it anybody out there listening think that they have 864 friends?
Yes,
no.
They do. They think they think they're cooler than you because they have 1,000 mindless people who are their quote friends on Facebook.
See, that annoys me just as much as the people on Twitter who are like, you know, I'm going to give away this card for to the first 100 or
we can't say it because we do it.
Do we do that? Oh, yeah,
no,
that.
Not card. We give away games and stuff that way, but. Sorry.
I saw somebody the other day giving away gift cards to GameStop. It was for the first. I keep saying that. For the 100th, 200th, and 300th follower.
Oh, no. We don't do it for followers. We just do it for people that are following us already.
No, he was trying to get more followers. And I was like, that is padding your count.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Well, see, that's... I'm not quite understanding something, especially after watching this and hearing you say that is... Okay, originally these things were created. Okay, Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, he created his because, you know, like I said, everybody's my friend and we can all be close and we can play and blah, blah, blah.
Because he's a douche.
I don't think, well, I don't know the man personally. I can't say. And I told him I'd ask you to quantify that in a minute. But originally, a lot of these social networks were created for advertising things or marketing or allowing people to get in contact with their customers. Am I not correct,
mm-hmm.
somebody there? So why is it that some of you out there are confused and you think that Twitter and Facebook are supposed to be like your personal, I want to see everything that goes on with your life. I don't need to see stuff. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it. I post
Well, from what I understand from reading, Zuckerberg's first website that he started off originally was just a small little college website, but it was a hot or not thing. And that actually
yes.
got him kicked out of college.
Yeah, it was actually...
Face Mash.
Yeah,
yes,
it was actually, he didn't expect it to be that big, is what happened. Like, it was supposed to be just like a joke kind of thing with a few friends, and then all of a sudden everybody caught on, and he got in trouble for it and got kicked out of college.
And then they took him back. And then they made the, I think it was called the Facebook at first or something. And I'm not understanding. I guess what I'm not understanding is, I don't know where Facebook is necessarily going. Obviously, when they do, like the thing I was watching, and when people write things about him, they write about how he got to this point. And
hey, I think we're back.
I think we are. That's our. That was an irony of crashing right then with his, Facebook must not.
That's right. We're just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
A conspiracy, I tell you.
It's a conspiracy. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, she said she got dropped offline.
A likely story.
So anyway, so the... What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so his only goal was Facebook must never crash, and Facebook must have this many users by such a date. I'm not seeing anything else. And now, truth be told, I'm not actually following Zuckerberg, so I don't know what he's doing, but usually you hear, at least as far as I know, the, you know, Microsoft will say, well, we're releasing, you know, Windows 7 is going to be using Kinect. I haven't really heard Zuckerberg say anything. The only thing I've heard him come out and say something about in the past few weeks was SOPA, that they did not support SOPA, and some comment to Google Plus.
Yeah, it's interesting that they were like, we don't support SOPA. What do they have anything to do with SOPA at all? I don't see how they have anything to do with it. They're user-generated content. They have nothing to do with like third-party content. So I don't understand that, why they would even have a dog in that race.
In a roundabout way, they could say... They do.
Also.
The advertisements.
That's not really a roundabout way. People.
I said a roundabout way. I mean, it's still user generated, but they post. It's nothing to do with the way they're how their advertisements work that could maybe kind of sort of put them at a small risk. It's like 1% risk.
Yeah, I don't see it.
But I'm still not. I'm not understanding the future. Why would I be buying this other than just to make a lot of money? Where are you going to go with this?
I don't understand why people think, so what was that whole, like, make, like, oh, what is it, 1,000 millionaires or something like that, or 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, stock IPO that's being offered is going to make people money. I don't see how that's going to happen.
It will, but it's not going to make everybody the money they think.
No, I think what's going to happen is going to make a little bit of money to begin with, and then it's going to drop off, you know, sharply when the next Facebook comes along or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, because we've been speculating for months now that Facebook was on its way out.
Yeah, and that's another thing they were saying. People like Google Plus can't really take on Facebook. You keep in mind, Google is not just the search engine. They're YouTube, they're, you know, Gmail, they're, you know, a conglomerate of companies that all of us use a lot. And that's what they were saying, you know, if they tie all those experiences together, which they have been doing, which is annoying right now, but once they get it together, I think they actually have a good shot at taking on Facebook. Think about the fact that, especially those of you out here use YouTube a lot, and you have a Gmail account, how at one point they started telling you, oh, this Gmail and your YouTube accounts are now one thing, one login.
Right.
And you have to.
Yeah.
So you.
But it didn't really take off. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. There will be a new Facebook at some point.
It's not that it hasn't taken off. Right now, they're sitting at 40 million users on Google Plus.
Yeah. I mean, I'm quote unquote on Google Plus, and I've never even used the thing, but I have Gmail, and it's part of Google Plus. So.
Keep in mind, you weren't using Facebook either. Everybody was on MySpace. All it takes is the steady migration of people.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think Google Plus is it, though. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to say that I agree that there's something will come along eventually that will replace Facebook, and
yes,
it might be rather than later. I'm just saying I don't think it's Google Plus. That's all I'm saying.
Good point about that. The main thing to me is this reminds me of Zynga. I'm still wondering.
Zynga.
All right.
Okay.
What is your product? I mean, you are a social network site, and as we've seen through history, social network sites die off. So what would be the point of me putting money into you?
I'm trying to find an argument. I got nothing.
I've had that same statement with several girls that I've dated.
Oh. Ain't right.
No, he's not right.
You ain't
but
right.
Wouldn't love me if I was any different.
This is true. Now, the other person we were talking about, before I get to them, I found this funny, too. The guy that runs Big Fish Games,
mm-hmm.
you know, was one of the first people to integrate, you know, his game with Facebook. And I love how he compared playing your game on Facebook or playing his game on Facebook kind of took it back to what games were originally. You can now go over to your friend's house and play with their things and go visit them. And I'm thinking,
can you?
No, you can't do that on Facebook.
Oh, I bet you. Oh, I want to play with your things.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how he equated the two things when it's not real time. It's not like while Ginger's actually standing there, I walk over and we speak real time. It's like an instance, and it's based on the last time she was in the game at that. She went, you know, 24 hours ago, and she comes in now, and I'm in before she gets in. I'm still in the instance she did 24 hours ago, not the current one. Have y'all noticed that this stuff has problems syncing up? So I thought that was funny that he said that, and that's why they love it. Oh, and then we go back to Zynga, who made their entire game on, who's Mark? What was he talking about? Mark Pincus? That's the one I gave you all the link to. Mark Pincus is going on.
We decided it was hot.
Yeah, he is very hot. I like him. I like him a lot. Did I give you that link, Blaster?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, you don't visit anywhere but Kotaku. You don't need it.
Oh, no.
But you know, when I do visit it, at least I read the article correctly and I get the right.
Oh,
hey,
right,
I
news
copied
from it.
And pasted that stuff to you.
I just copy and pasted it. And look what I copied and pasted right back. The guy that this Dent, I won't even get into it. This Dent guy has been wrong so many times, he's not even right tonight. Dent guy that gave me that rumor. That rumor comes from this Dent. His name's, I'll read the whole article later. It's this dude named Dent. Anyways, go ahead and continue.
Dude named Dent. Okay, so Pincus is defending Zynga's choice just to they're on Facebook and how people were saying that, you know, it's dangerous. I'm still just telling him no, it was a stupid idea. Anybody else have any what's the word I'm looking for? This brown juice is hurting my head. Anybody have any opposing comment to that? Do you think it was smart to build your entire gaming on Facebook?
No, pretty much on one platform. No, that's what's that whole saying? Putting all your eggs in one basket. Never do that. Yeah.
I mean, that's like if he had done that to Facebook, or not Facebook, to MySpace. What if he had built his whole entire platform on MySpace? Like,
he'd gone
5 years ago. He'd gone. Now. So obviously, it's not a smart idea. Video game companies, don't stick to one console or one platform. They try to diversify. Right.
Look,
so,
even the Angry Birds people.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
there are, of course, you know, some exclusive platform games, but.
Yeah, but with if you look at it this way, okay, we have exclusive platform games, but you know, your Wii, your Xbox, and your PlayStation are going to get an upgrade at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to go out and buy a new one. There's not like if you put all your stuff on Facebook that they're going to reinvent Facebook and draw all the people back. People are just going to go to wherever the other thing is.
They're going to go where all the cool kids went.
And then you have wasted all your time on this one platform.
Yes, exactly.
And if you notice, we have a couple of these companies, you know, like the, what is the one we talk about, that made Zombie Lane, and a couple of other people that have done really well on Facebook and making sure they cover their bases. They got one on Google+. Some of them that started out on MySpace and came to Facebook are also going over to Google+ just to be on the safe side. So Zynga, as far as I know, I could be wrong. I don't know if they have any games up on Google+ right now.
Well, I guess, for example, like Unstoppable Gorg that we just did.
Your new favorite game?
Yeah, it's on the iOS system. It's coming to Xbox
Arcade. It's on the PC. And, well, of course, I've not heard anything about the PS3. And I don't think I saw anything about Android, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's not eventually out for the Android.
Yeah, they have a lot of bases to cover with Android.
Yeah, and see, and that is a smart way to do it. You're going to hit a much larger consumer base using these different platforms than just one, and Zynga is an idiot.
Why do you hate them so?
I think the stories that we heard about how they treat their employees. They make very poor decisions.
Who, Xbox?
No, Zynga.
Oh, yeah. They lost a lot of people this year.
Yeah. Microsoft's just evil in general. Hello, slave trade or slave labor?
What are they? They're not. I haven't heard anything. They've kind of kept theirs quiet, but they did have a suicide scare this week, too. But Apple is the worst because they probably should have kept their mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because they actually admitted, we know.
From what I was reading, Apple supposedly actually sent those people in to do the investigation or whatnot. So, I don't know. I don't know whether to believe them or just go, you know what, y'all are evil.
I believe they did.
Masterminds.
I believe they did, but why didn't you say something? Or why would you let it leak out to the press that you were having people that the working conditions were so bad that they wanted to kill themselves? Why didn't you be one that did it? Yeah, and then why didn't you say something? Why weren't you the ones that let it out and then say we're working to correct these conditions we've noticed?
Yes, they were hoping nobody would find out. They were in CYA mode, and that didn't help.
Is Lester overreading again, trying to find out if his game is canceled? Is that what he's
saying? No. I'm listening.
He's looking at porn.
I don't disagree with
Stop looking at the tentacle porn.
Ew.
Fidget porn is so much better.
You all are sick. Y'all have...
Get your friend, Corey. Get your friend.
Get me, Corey. Get me.
Hey!
Wow. She's got to pick up because, Snow's not here.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
And oh, you dropped because Snow is not here. So you're quiet, and then she has to step it up. Oh, okay, I figure it. Okay, here's something new that just came in, unfortunately. More people losing their jobs.
Everybody's losing their jobs.
I mean, look, I just got fired tonight.
He did not. Stop it. Simply Hired, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we are affiliated with them. They fired a bunch of people today. 20% of the staff gone. And how I found this out, not just because it's posted somewhere, but because somebody from LinkedIn messaged me and say, hey, I'm looking for a job. I said, well, you can check our job board. They go, oh, well, I can't do that because I've worked where your job was. I'm sorry. I work there where your job boards come from. Sorry. So Simply Fired lost 20% of their staff. Simply Hired. Did I say Simply Fired? It works better.
Yeah, I think you did say Simply Fired.
It works.
Truth is truth.
Oof. So they're another one saying they're making some changes to their organization. They've consolidated in their Bay Area. What is with all these? Yeah. They raised $4.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, and now they can't afford to keep the people on. I'm trying to figure out what were you doing with $4.6 million that you couldn't afford to pay people. Are you expanding too fast?
How much is their CEO making?
Mr. Brian Corey. Well, he's the VP of sales. Yes, Mr. Brian Corey and Mr. Don Lim. I don't know how much they're making, but it's probably an astronomical staff, an astronomical amount of... Yeah, astronomical staff, they're gone.
They're all gone. It's not astronomical anymore.
Oh. Well, most of the sales team is who they got rid of. Don't you need your sales team?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It sells itself.
You couldn't get rid of, I have to change the levels, your three secretaries or...
We can get by with two janitors.
Your hidden baby mamas that you're paying off.
Oh.
Sorry, low blow.
That's nasty. No, it's not. Not on the night show. It's not a low blow. Okay, so is there anything you two had found the week that you wanted to discuss?
No.
Maybe
really?
No.
Oh, no, I said, oh, really?
There's a lot of stuff.
Can I bitch more about Oklahoma? Because I'm still pissed about that.
Well, you start. Go ahead, and then I guess.
All right. Did you hear about the new tax that they're trying to put on violent video games, anything rated teen or above? They're going to put a 1% tax on games rated teen, mature, and adults. And it's going to go towards fighting the childhood obesity and bullying.
The way I could stomach this is if they're going to pay, because you know they're trying to take the PE away for the little ones, so they don't.
Really?
Yeah, they don't get to go outside during the day. You remember we were little, we went outside every day.
Yeah.
They go outside I think twice a week if they get out that much.
Oh, that's not good.
So that's why they're getting fat, is. And
yeah, there was a save PE like campaign that was going on last year. I'm surprised. Yeah.
You've got to keep PE. That is crap.
I wasn't understanding why they needed to get rid of PE. It wasn't like, at least when I was little, I remember the teachers took turns. You know, today
you're
kids, and then tomorrow I watched them, and I thought that was part of their job.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember the teachers taking us out, and, you know, the teachers would stand around chatting while all of us ran around screaming our heads off, pushing each other in the sand.
Yeah, and then after that, your hour or so outside, you went back in, you were tired, you wanted a nap.
Mm-hmm. You laid your head on the table for like 15 minutes or something.
And then they let you get back up, and let's go, let's do the schoolwork. So,
yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that it cost extra money. Trying to figure it out. So are they going to, is that what they're going to do with that tax money? Is they're going to pay the teachers a little extra to, anybody?
I was telling somebody to stop dinging me on Facebook. I don't know. I think this is crazy though. I guess the main thing that ticked me off about this story and the whole ordeal, they're taking away art, they're taking away PE. They are not putting in these programs. The teachers are laying off teachers. They're putting more students in each class. And you want to tax video games because they're evil. It's a sin tax. And this is supposed to help.
But you have to understand something, right? Like, we are falling behind in math and science and all of the important stuff that gets you jobs. Right. So the question is then, you know, what are we sacrificing here? Our health, our future job situation, or vice versa? Like, I mean, I feel like this is just a knee-jerk reaction to us falling behind in the sciences.
I agree.
I think the whole no child left behind doesn't help that, so.
Well, right. But I'm just saying, you have to understand where they're coming from on a lot of this, right? I mean, I understand that losing PE sucks and all that, but I guess maybe this is the wrong solution.
I don't know. Well, maybe, you know, if they would stop funding these other countries to chase down people who are downloading illegal music and video games and movies and use that money instead on our schools.
Right.
I don't know. You know, that might help.
That's a crazy
idea.
You're crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah. You're so crazy.
No. Instead, we should lobby, you know, Spain and Mexico and Japan and everywhere else to pass these crazy laws because we are so evil in our downloading of video games and music and movies.
Yeah, because they spent lots of money trying to extradite people back here. They managed to somehow catch Pirate Bay. We got you in this particular little catch-22, so you're going down Pirate Bay, but we can't afford to let the kids go outside and play. And the scientists have already given them proof. The kids need to go outside and play.
Yes, exactly.
They work better when they go outside to play. So for you to take it away, it makes no sense whatsoever. Then when they're fat, you're mad at the first lady because she takes up the cause. Well, what is she saying? She's saying the kids don't get to go out and play. She's saying they need to go out. And they're saying this generation is the first ones that may not live longer than their parents because they're so out of shape.
No, it doesn't help that so many parents, you know, sit their kids in front of a little handheld or a console or the TV or whatnot, and, you know, let it be the digital babysitter, and then they blame video games for their child being able to fit into society.
Yeah. I'm just...
People need to be slapped.
It's not slapped. They need to be forced to pay a fine, I think.
For stupidity?
Yes.
I agree.
Fines are good.
Now, I just...
Mr. Blaster, you have something good to discuss?
I do.
It's going to be about 40K either.
Well, 40K, Warhammer 40, no, I'm just kidding. Did you guys hear that Insomniac is working on a game called Outer Nuts? Have you guys heard about that?
Outer Nuts?
Yeah, it's a working title that is listed on. It's basically a joint venture between Resistance developer Insomniac and EA.
You're gonna have to explain that because this sounds like a porn game to me.
Well, I mean, there's not a lot of details right now. This kind of game, this news came on. I like Insomniac. I've always liked their products. Right. This news came on the heels of another really important development. Do you guys remember Populous at all?
Yes, one of my favorite games of all time.
Right, so there's news that somebody's picking up Populous. So there will be a new Populous game coming out. And, yes.
That is might lovely.
So this article actually had two gems, because, again, I'm a huge fan of Insomniac. I love all the work that they've done, and they're working on a new game. That's great, but the best news of all, Populous is coming back. It's some patent. Hard Gamers has uncovered the very real possibility Electronic Arts is bringing back from the dead one of its treasured old properties, Populous. Looks like they managed to access an internal wiki for EA's marketing team, and they've uncovered mentions of a number of projects, most of them known, but those were two unknowns they didn't know. And Populous, the other was just called Populous. There's no kind of context on it. Just a directory or something called Populous, basically. But we all know the name, right? So, and I think that it was back in the 1990s was the last time that Populous came out.
Oh,
so,
I would love to have it back.
And it's actually by, was it Peter Molyneux? Was the guy who created Populous?
Molyneux, it's French.
Molyneux, whatever.
Of course we knew because he gave us Black and White and the movie.
Fable.
It's in Fable. And that's
Fable,
it just reeks of him. That's something that he does. Humorous and detailed all at the same time. I love me some Populous.
Yeah.
And Populous is, a lot of people still play, ironically. If you get your hands on a copy, there's still a lot of people that play on the server, like the multiplayer.
That's weird.
It's very weird to log in and see all those people there. It's like, you still playing this? Well, let's do this. I'm going to take you on.
And also, the other thing, too, that's interesting is TF2, I'm a big Valve fan, of course. I don't know if you've seen the Meet the Videos. So the TF2 has put out videos highlighting one of the classes in their popular, first-person shooter, Team Fortress 2. So there's been, every class has had a video except for one class, and that's the Pyro. And there's rumors now that in 2012, at least this is what Valve is teasing, that in 2012 there will be finally the Meet the Pyro video. So for those of you out there that are excited about that and are following the kind of the cult hit that these videos have become, this is the final one, kind of ties it all together. So 2012, Meet the Pyro is coming.
Yeah, you and your Team Fortress 2. Are you gonna force us to play again?
Force you. I mean, if you don't want to play
the
world's greatest game, then I can't help
you.
Oh,
Lord.
I'll come get slaughtered again. It'd be good. It'd be fun.
If you guys worked together against me, you wouldn't get slaughtered. That's the whole point.
Oh, Lord. I don't care about the slaughtered. I was just...
It's team.
Y'all just are crazy. That's what
I would like to say. I was totally sane until I met you guys.
Mm-hmm, because we affected you, yes, of course
exactly.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Totally innocent until she met us, too.
I was. I totally was.
She was innocent as long as somebody was looking.
Well, just don't look, and I'll remain innocent.
See, did you see that laugh that she gave? That's her fake laugh. Yeah, you caught me.
That's her. You're getting too close to the truth. Let me kind of distract you.
Yes. Yeah, we know, Ginger.
Over there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I bet you don't. I think it's not a lot.
Deny everything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, here's an amazing thing that just came out this evening. Yay. So, Xbox co-creator Seamus Blackley is launching a mobile game with Atari Arcade veterans, which means they're about to make a crap load of money.
Did Atari give their approval?
They're
kind of butthurt about everything.
They're the original people, so they've got, you know, the ability to do some of these things if they should want to. See, everybody else that's been doing it has been in trouble because they just figured nobody. What did you think? I often wonder, what were you thinking when you decide to, I think I'm going to just make Ms. Pac-Man for the iPhone. I think I'm just going to do it. And I'm not going to call anybody. I'm not going to ask permission. I'm just going to do it. And then, of course, everybody's excited because, you know, we all have a little nostalgia for our old games. And then it starts selling. And the people from Atari, who are not dead, by the way. I think one of them has passed away, the guy that invented the cartridge just recently. But it hasn't been that long ago that games came on the scene. So none of these people are dead or old in a lot of the cases. So they end up getting sued. And they're like, why are they acting funny? Well, I see why. But the only stupid thing they're not doing is, you know what? You're going to use stuff. You can use it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Give me some. Yeah, give me some of that money. Let's settle right now. How much did you make? $50 million. Okay, give us $25 million, and then access to residuals, and we're good. Right, Blaster?
Oh yeah, I like money.
I think everybody likes money.
Mm-hmm.
If you like money, you're a hippie.
He likes flowers.
I don't think Jesuits like money. Aren't we supposed to live a life of, like, celibacy and piety and all that good stuff?
Man. Jesuits?
Yeah, Jesuits. They don't like money. I like money, though.
I like money.
Okay,
I want to make, like, a bed out of money.
Okay, something wrong with y'all. Okay, so anyway, these lovely people, let me see. Uh-huh. We got us a list of folk. And they also threw in some new people, too. Wait a minute.
Yay!
Well, actually, these are not throwing. These are people he worked with. So he's getting the band back together. So they got Rotberg, whoever he is. Can I get a list of all these people? All I see is their old picture. That don't really help me. I don't want to see what they look like in 1980. The whole band of Atari. Ooh,
oh, good God, no.
With your plaid sports jacket. Yes. This one's got an afro. This one's got on his plaid sports jacket. This one's got the cycle. Oh, the Journey hair right there.
Now, see, 81 babies are the best, but that's just because we don't remember any of it, thankfully.
Oh. Okay, now, they're getting involved with THQ. This is...
No. Don't touch the sinking ship. Don't touch it. Just let it go. Don't throw out the lifeline. Don't do it.
It's just listing to one side. And the captain has exited early, and he's trying to get out.
And got the captain.
That's all. It's not over yet.
Oh no, that might be one of those too soon jokes.
Oh. for him it is. He's like, stop it! Don't you say anything. He's cute. Okay. So. Actually, if those of you who want to buy you some Facebook should know, the IPO filing was done yesterday. Yeah, I'm circling back to Facebook because we're getting ready to have to go. And there's something that a couple of business analysts want to point out before you go run out and buy stock, including all of us here. They've only partially alluded to some potential risks. Don't be texting me.
I'm just saying, you know, if we get the moment, don't forget to mention that.
You're going to have to mention it because I forgot what that was about earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, now.
Oh, now? All right.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's good. Okay, so.
I want to hear these risks because I'm thinking about investing all my money.
You are not.
All $5 of it. $5.
Okay.
Magic bean.
$5 foot. No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they're talking about their targeting options. You know how they work their advertising. If you don't know how their advertising works, means if I only want to talk to midget wrestlers in China, I can advertise just to those people. So they're saying that even though it's new and it's all shiny and a lot of people are trying to do it, it could present some risk, considering if you bid something like one cost per click, you might not be getting your money's worth, which is making investors nervous because blah, 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 blah. Does that make any sense to you all?
Yeah. It's a whole debate about whether you should buy space for a time period or a number of clicks. And there are companies out there and people out there that, you know, try to gain some bang per click. And you may end up getting a bill for, you know, a lot of money, and you only had one person that went there and clicked it a whole bunch of times.
Exactly. What they're saying is, whereas Facebook, most advertising is cost per click, Facebook is just they're activity driven. So, meaning like when I'm playing my games on the side, depending on what I'm playing, there's something over there, I may or may not click on it. Whereas if you go to Google, the way the lady actually was presenting it is, if I go and I'm looking for shoes, when I type in shoes, it's going to pull up everything with shoes because obviously I'm ready to buy some shoes. So it's more likely that the person's going to get their money's worth out of ads and they're going to click. So that's where the whole nervousness is coming in with them, is that the model that Facebook has is so, so iffy. It works, but it may just stop all of a sudden. Anyway, that's one of their little dealies to worry about.
Interesting.
So saying, consider that before you invest. I think I might get a dollar just to see how much it goes up. I'm gonna buy like a dollar.
Corey, buy that for a dollar.
I am gonna buy like a dollar's worth, and I'm gonna hold on to it, and then I'm gonna leave really quick. Like I'm gonna sell it 2 hours later. Hopefully it'll be like $30 by then, but I'm out. Okay, quick, Ginger, we got a minute. 36.
All right, if you had files over on If you had files over on Mega Upload, head over to MegaRetrieval.com. The EFF is helping to set up a site where you can actually join a class action lawsuit. And beyond that, you can also get your data back, hopefully.
Whoop, whoop.
So if you had legal, let me help you out, legal software over our software files over on Mega Upload. MegaRetrieval.com might be the way to go get them back.
And know that copy of Lord of the Rings that you borrowed, the extended cut, does not count if you didn't pay for it before you upload. All right, guys, you know where to find us. GamingAtrix.com, GamersRadio.com,
Twitter, Facebook, Google+.
Yay. Say it slow.
Right outside your window.
Peeking in.
Snatching your game consoles up. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
All right, we'll see you guys in the morning.